Well, it's just, I mean, he's been playing long enough that he's passed all that. But he does a good job of reading defenses and understanding his offense and understanding where guys are supposed to be. So that's what makes him one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Sean, I know you had a couple different options. San Diego wanted you back, Houston. How happy are you that you chose Denver?
Well, it was a no-brainer for me. I don't think San Diego wanted me back. They didn't, you know, they weren't serious enough. But it was just a good fit. When I walked in the door, those guys showed me so much love as soon as I walked in and made me feel like they wanted me on the team and wanted me to be a part of the team. And that's why it was a no-brainer for me.
How much was it Peyton and how much was it people beyond Peyton?
It was people beyond Peyton mostly. It was the guys and the coaches and stuff. It was honestly Coach Elway and the linebacker coach and those guys. When I came in, they went over to defense with me right away, and they like, we want to use you here, and you know, they stuck behind their word and used me everywhere they wanted to use me at.
How do you use that chip on your shoulder in San Diego? You didn't want to by your
own words. Of course you do that. As a competitor, when you don't feel wanted, you know, it's a fight or flight type thing, and I'm a fighter, so therefore I'm a definitely compete a little bit more. But I don't think I did anything different this year as I did any other year. You know, maybe I had a little extra chip going against San Diego, make sure I dominate those guys a little bit more. But for me, I always play with a chip on my shoulder. It's the only way to play defense, and it's the only way you can keep an edge in this league.
A lot of guys have talked about your leadership in the locker room being important. Is it hard to come to a new team and build that leadership role right in the first year?
That's not what I was trying to do. I just come in here and I came to be myself. I mean, we have a bunch of leaders on this team. This team was already good without me. I just wanted to come here and do my part. But I also share some of the knowledge that I've acquired through my years of playing football, and I just speak to those guys. It's kind of a little bit in my nature to have a little bit of leadership role, but me being a little older and that I played in this league for a while, guys look up to me. So I understand that, so I make sure I'm saying the right things, and they're not only leading by talking, but by leading by example as well. That's how you have to look at it, because if we start thinking about the Super Bowl, we lost already. Our focus need to be concentrating on the New England Patriots and how to stop these guys and how to put up points and make sure all our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. That's the only way you have to approach the game.
Coach Fox said this is a game that's going to be one of the trenches. How much confidence do you guys have as a unit, knowing that you got to Brady the first time around?
Well, as far, playoff football is one of the trenches. That's offense and defense, and it's always going to be that way. It's what team plays more physical, what team executes that game plan, and what team dominates the run, and what team plays the run the best, and that's just, or run the ball the best, I should say. But that's just playoff football.
How much confidence do you have heading in based on that?
We go into every game confident. I mean, that's just the way you have to be. You have to go in expecting to win and expecting to dominate. Those guys are good, and obviously they've been running the ball very effectively, but it leaves a big challenge for us, but they also have the challenge stopping us as well.
How disruptive can Mile High be to opposing teams and helping you guys out?
Honestly, the altitude does play a difference, but after you played a couple quarters and blew your lungs out a little bit, you're usually good after that. But you have to get through that first initial surge. So hopefully we can have a lead on a couple of teams before that surge comes.
And what about the fans, just the crowd in general?
Before I came here, it was two stadiums, I would say, that had towns that fans are the best I've been around, and one would be Denver and the other was Green Bay. I just always enjoy, because I think sportsmanship is about rooting for your team and supporting your team, but you don't have to be mean to another opposing team fans and things like that. And I think our fans are the best in the world at doing that. You know, they embrace everybody in and they accept the sportsmanship role, but they support the Broncos 100%.
How is Nate Solder compared to the other tackles?
I mean, he's a good football player. That's the bottom line. He's a big guy, and he's obviously effective. He's playing, you know, for one of the best offenses in the league. But again, I can't worry about what he does or who I'm going against. I worry about executing my game plan and doing what I have to do to the best of my ability.
Good player, not great player.
No, he's a good player. I mean, if you play in the NFL, you're a good player. I mean, you usually when you consider great, you're in All-Pro status. But you know, clearly he's not an All-Pro, but I mean, he's a good player. He started 16 games in the NFL, so. I think getting to Tom, as many times as you could hit him and try to force him to make turnovers, I think that rattles most quarterbacks. And that's obviously our game plan. We want to hit him as much as possible, see if we can get to him. A guy like that doesn't get rattled too much, but if we could keep the ball out of his hand and make sure we keep pressure on him, I think it's in our benefit.
Do you guys feel like you have to start this game the same way you did the last one against the Patriots in order to beat them?
I wouldn't say have to, but you want to start every game like that, you know. But the key isn't starting. The key is finishing as well. We want to play 60 minutes. That game, we didn't play 60 minutes. But if we could start that way, I mean, I take starting that way over starting 0-0. I mean, it wouldn't be too bad.
Sean, how much have you enjoyed playing with Champ Bailey and talking football?
I mean, I've been a big fan of Champ forever. Champ's just he's a great guy, a great leader, a great competitor. But the one thing about Champ is that he knows his X's and O's. You know, not everybody knows. I mean, I know he's been playing for a while, but he doesn't take a day for granted. He competes every day. Even when he was hurt, he was on practice squad out there competing. You know, we used to joke around. We had Champ and Jammer as our scout team cornerbacks. We were like, our scout team cornerbacks are better than a lot of cornerbacks, not a starting quarterbacks in the league. And he went out and gave those guys a good look and just did his job. And you couldn't ask for a guy to be more professional.
When you were looking for that job, what part was finances? What part was the opportunity to show you to play at a very high level? And what part was winning?
I think a little bit of everything came into play. Obviously, you want to be rewarded for what you do, but also you want a chance to win a Super Bowl. I mean, lucky for me, I've been blessed and I've played through a couple of contracts, so you know financially I'm okay for myself. But you still have to factor that in a little bit. But then also coming to a winning team and to play with a guy like Peyton Manning. And honestly, I watched this defense the last few years before I even got here, and I saw those guys getting better and better and out there competing and having fun and flying around, and you want to be a part of something like that. And that sold me as well.